Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important foundation topics in the entire course, business activity. This topic underpins everything else you'll study, from marketing to finance to operations. Get this right, and you'll have a rock-solid base for the whole specification. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the purpose of business activity, what makes a great entrepreneur, how to choose the right legal structure, stakeholders, business objectives, and how businesses grow. We'll also hit the key exam tips and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab your pen and let's go. Let's start with the basics. Why do businesses exist? At the most fundamental level, businesses exist to produce goods and services that satisfy the needs and wants of consumers. But there's more to it than that. Businesses also create employment, generate wealth, and contribute to the economy through taxes. In your exam, if you're asked about the purpose of business activity, make sure you go beyond just saying to make a profit. Examiners want to see you explain how businesses add value, that is, the difference between the cost of inputs and the selling price of the output. Now let's talk about entrepreneurs. An entrepreneur is someone who takes a risk to set up and run a business. The key characteristics examiners love to see are creativity, risk-taking, determination, and confidence. A great memory hook for this is the acronym CRDC, Creativity, Risk, Determination, Confidence. Think of it as the four ingredients every entrepreneur needs. Real-world examples you can use include James Dyson, who risked everything developing his bagless vacuum cleaner after over 5,000 failed prototypes, or Anita Roddick, who founded The Body Shop with a clear ethical vision. Using named examples like these, and your answers will always earn you extra marks. The reward for taking that risk? Profit. But entrepreneurs also face the possibility of loss, even losing their personal assets if the business fails. This brings us neatly to the concept of limited liability, which is one of the most important ideas in this whole topic. Let me explain legal structures clearly, because this is where candidates lose marks by getting confused. A sole trader is the simplest form. One person owns and runs the business. They keep all the profit, but they have unlimited liability, meaning if the business goes into debt, they can lose personal possessions like their house or car. A partnership is similar, but involves two or more people sharing responsibility and profit. Partnerships also have unlimited liability by default, though a limited partnership is possible. Now, here's where it gets really important. A private limited company, or LTD, is a separate legal entity from its owners. This means the owners, called shareholders, only risk the money they invested. That's limited liability. Crucially, a private limited company cannot sell its shares to the general public. Think of a family business that is incorporated. They want the protection of limited liability, but don't want strangers buying into the company. A public limited company, or PLC, can sell shares on the stock exchange. This allows them to raise enormous amounts of capital, but it also means they must publish their accounts and are subject to greater scrutiny. Think of companies like Tesco or Marks and Spencer. The key exam distinction: private limited companies have limited after their name. Public limited companies have PLC. Never mix these up. Now let's move to business aims and objectives. An aim is the long-term goal of a business, the big picture. An objective is a specific, measurable target that helps achieve that aim. Common objectives include profit maximization, survival, growth, increasing market share, and providing a social service. Here's a critical point for your exam. Objectives change as businesses evolve. A brand new startup might focus entirely on survival in its first year. Once established, it might shift to growth. A mature business might prioritize profit maximization or corporate social responsibility. Examiners specifically want you to explain why objectives change, not just list them. Stakeholders are individuals or groups with an interest in the business. They fall into two categories: internal stakeholders, those inside the business like employees, managers, and owners, and external stakeholders, those outside like customers, suppliers, the government, and the local community. Each stakeholder group has different objectives, and these can conflict. For example, shareholders want maximum profit, which might mean cutting staff wages, but employees want higher pay. This conflict is a favorite topic for exam questions, so make sure you can explain the specific interests of each group and why they might clash. Finally, let's cover business growth. Businesses can grow organically. That means growing from within by increasing sales, opening new branches, or launching new products. Or they can grow externally through mergers and takeovers. External growth can be horizontal, where two businesses in the same industry merge, like two supermarkets joining forces. It can be vertical, where a business merges with a supplier or a customer. For example, a clothing manufacturer buying a chain of retail shops. Or it can be conglomerate, also called diversification, where a business moves into a completely different market, like a supermarket launching a financial services division. Each type has different advantages and risks, and examiners often ask you to evaluate which is most appropriate for a given scenario. Right, let's talk exam technique. First, always apply your knowledge to the context given in the question. If the question is about a sole trader bakery, don't just define unlimited liability in the abstract, explain what it means for that specific baker. Examiners call this application, and it's worth marks at every level. Second, the most common mistake candidates make is confusing private and public limited companies. Remember, private means private, no public share sale. Public means the shares are available on the stock exchange. If you can remember that one distinction clearly, you'll avoid a very common error. Third, when explaining why objectives change, always link it to the stage of the business lifecycle. Startup equals survival. Growth stage equals increasing market share. Maturity equals profit maximization or diversification. Fourth, for stakeholder questions, don't just identify the stakeholder, explain the specific impact on them. Employees are affected because if the business cuts costs by reducing staff, they may lose their jobs, causing financial hardship is far stronger than simply saying employees are affected. Fifth, for growth questions, make sure you can distinguish between organic and external growth and between horizontal, vertical, and conglomerate integration. One more tip, command words matter enormously. Describe means give two features with supporting detail. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use the word because or therefore to force yourself to develop the point. Evaluate or assess means you must weigh up both sides and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause briefly, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the difference between limited and unlimited liability? Answer, limited liability means owners only lose what they invested. Unlimited liability means personal assets can be taken to pay business debts. Question two, name four characteristics of an entrepreneur. Answer, creativity, risk-taking, determination, and confidence. Remember, CRDC. Question three, can a private limited company sell shares on the stock exchange? Answer, no. Only a public limited company can do that. Question four, what is the difference between organic and external growth? Answer, organic growth comes from within the business, increasing sales or opening new branches. External growth involves merging with or taking over another business. Question five, give one example of vertical integration. Answer, a car manufacturer buying a steel supplier or a clothing brand buying a chain of retail shops. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the purpose of business activity and adding value. We looked at the four key characteristics of entrepreneurs. CRDC. We explored the four main legal structures and the critical concept of limited liability. We discussed how business objectives change over time, the roles and conflicts of stakeholders, and the different methods of business growth, including horizontal, vertical, and conglomerate integration. The most important things to take away. Always apply your knowledge to the specific context in the question. Always explain the why behind stakeholder conflicts, and never confuse private and public limited companies. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.